Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2023. Happy Wednesday to you, and a posthumous happy birthday today to Ted Fujita. Fun fact, he's the meteorologist that invented the scale for rating tornadoes. So when you hear about an F3 or an F5 tornado, the F stands for Fujita. Also, it's one of my new favorite holidays, National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day. I love it. It's a fun exercise to take yourself down memory lane and consider who comes up on your list of people that you would have considered celebrating this holiday with. For me, just to be safe, today unofficially is I'm going to work remote day. I'm not taking any chances over here. When you come back from reminiscing, chances are, here and now, you're only going to get one shot at celebrating this one before you get in trouble. So, celebrate responsibly by choosing wisely. And on that note, let's jump into some news together. Let's start out with an update on voting to keep you in the know on how you can make sure you vote, and you can even encourage others to do so. Starting yesterday, Tuesday, October 22nd, 2 weeks before Election Day, municipal clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting involves a voter booth requesting and completing a ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or the designated location. When a voter requests an in-person ballot, they will complete it immediately, seal it in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. No in-person absentee ballots may be taken out of the clerk's office. Those completed ballots are securely stored by the municipal clerk until Election Day, when they are then processed and tabulated. Voters need to be registered and show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. More information about acceptable photo IDs can be found at elections.wi.gov/photo ID. And as always, myvote.wi.gov is full of answers. You can check there also. And it's worth confirming that your polling place hasn't changed locations or anything like that. Definitely be prepared to get out the vote. In other news, this caught my eye because there has been a slowly growing sentiment of sales taxes potentially increasing in Wisconsin, since we have one of the lowest sales tax rates in the Midwest and the entire nation. Interestingly enough, I think a majority of people think that the state sales tax rate is 5.5%, and that majority would be wrong. The state sales tax is 5%, and each county can enact a 0.5% or 0.5 sales tax, which brings the final number to 5.5%. Fun fact of the day, part two, there are three counties in Wisconsin that don't have that 0.5% sales tax. Manitowoc County, Racine County, and Winnebago County, their sales taxes are 5%. Which brings me to a bill proposal from Republican State Representative Dave Maxey, who announced he'll be proposing a bill to give counties more flexibility in what percentage their sales taxes are. Right now, the choices are either zero sales tax or 0.5%. His proposal would allow for 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, or 0.4 options as well. He says, quote, "I'm excited to propose a plan that gives Wisconsin counties more choices by allowing smaller gradual sales tax increases. We give communities the ability to adapt their specific circumstances," unquote. Hopefully I didn't misread that, which is fine, but unfortunately, this feels irrelevant. 69 out of our 72 Wisconsin counties have their sales tax to the max level, and given the amount of referenda on our ballots to exceed the limits on local taxes, I expect that very, very few of them are looking to go backward, and I think, since Milwaukee got special permission to go past the 0.5%. That will open the door to even more expansion. So this feels like maybe a solution in search of a problem. But where he really lost me is this quote from his press release. Quote, "At the end of the day, it's all about making sure every taxpayer feels supported," unquote. So those last few counties can have more options to increase taxes instead of less. Is not how I want my government to support me. Thank you very much. And lastly, I think this is telling. This info is from two press releases released on the same day, and I'm here to connect some dots for you and give you some context. Press release number one is from Clean Wisconsin, an organization working to combat climate change and pollution in our air, water, and land and ensure a healthy future for every Wisconsin community. That's directly from their press release. 1,000 of their members signed an open letter to Microsoft to use clean energy to power their planned new data center. This is in response to We Energy's planning to meet the demand by investing in new gas power plants and pipelines. So, an open letter to Microsoft to slam We Energy's. Their concern is that this will delay when Wisconsin could feasibly transition to clean energy, specifically, quote, solar, water, wind, and geothermal, unquote. Not so nicely put, I will read some of the exact verbiage from this open letter from people that signed it. Quote, "Appalling. It would be abhorrent for Microsoft to become part of our community simply to hasten its demise. If you feel the dirty fuel is best, pipe the exhaust into your own homes and offices." And this one I've shortened up, but I'm still using all the exact wording. "Choosing dirty fuel with cost-effective clean alternatives easily made available, knowing the detrimental effects, would be premeditated, depraved indifference, intentional tort, physical harm, emotional harm, financial harm." Okay, so I think you get the point. But also in this release, they acknowledge that, and I quote, "Microsoft has long touted its commitment to clean energy and recently announced plans to help fund a 250 megawatt solar project in Wisconsin, but that project represents just a fraction of the data center's energy needs," unquote. Okay, now, a press release number two from the same day. "The Institute for Sustainable Infrastructure has awarded 9 of Alliant Energy's solar projects with its highest award level, Envision Platinum, for the sustainable development, construction, and operation of the facilities. The biggest of those projects that won an award is capable of generating 150 megawatts of power, followed by 100, 100, 65, 50, 50, 50, 50. So, Microsoft is committing to help create a solar installation that is nearly double the biggest awarded system and 5 times bigger than almost all the other ones, into an inconsistent power source that will, on its best day, generate a fraction of the power it needs. Maybe consider that context before you go scorched earth with such aggressive rhetoric. We need less of the aggressive rhetoric, not more. And finally, and I feel fittingly, I am going to end with a quote directed towards our friends at Clean Wisconsin, and to make sure I get their attention, I will use some words from former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who said, quote, "We can't afford to have a scorched earth policy. We need to be able to work together even when we disagree," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every leaf-turning corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.